produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Good morning, good afternoon, good night, wherever you are in the world today. We have a very, very, very special guest. Our guest this morning is none other than Mr. Brian Oles. Now, Brian Oles and I met online a few years ago because his last name is Oles. My last name was Oles. So we joked about us getting together and teaming up. So this is the very first time that Brian and I have teamed up in public. So we are going to have an Oles and Oles explosion this morning, this afternoon, this evening, wherever you are. There is going to be an Oles explosion, and we are going to talk about some very important issues. Brian has something on his heart he's going to share with us all. But before we get started, let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we come to you, Lord God, first of all, we just want to tell you thank you, Lord. Lord, we thank you for your grace, your peace, your love, your blessings, Lord God. God, I ask right now that you touch Mr. Oles in a very special way as he delivers the information that you have laid on his heart to share with us today. We thank you in advance, Lord God, for placing Brian and I together. We thank you so much for the knowledge and the wisdom that will be exchanged, not just in this call or this conference, but, Lord God, the knowledge and the wisdom that will be expressed and exchanged in the future. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Hey, Brian.
Yes, yes.
Hey, how are you, sir?
I am doing phenomenal.
I am happy. Right. Tell us all about what you have going on. Tell us about you. I know you went to Morgan State, which is a historically black college, and I'm all about black children attending historically black colleges, your experience in college, and then tell us about you founding the Black Speakers Network. Tell us all about it.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'll do my best to condense, but, you know, if you had been sitting next to me in a small classroom in 2006, it was actually the summer of 2006, you would have watched as I stood up, walked to the front of the room, and delivered my very first speech and Toastmasters. And so for those of you that aren't familiar, Toastmasters is a nonprofit organization that's been around since 1924. There are literally thousands of clubs all across the world, but this was my very first meeting, and I was the first speaker at our first meeting at Morgan State University. And so, not sure how brave everyone is as it relates to public speaking, but in my particular case, I was. If you've been sitting close enough, you would have noticed my sweaty palms. You probably would have heard Carla, my shaking voice, and you would have just saw me. At one point, I'm pretty sure I almost walked out of the room because I was just pacing back and forth so much. But long story short, I wrap up the presentation, and I immediately noticed a couple things. Number one, I did a quick self-check. You know, I was surprised to still be alive, so that was good. Coming back to my seat, noticed that everyone in the room was clapping. In fact, you know, they gave me a standing ovation. But it was cool. But later on, I realized, Carla, that, you know, Toastmasters is kind of like church. We pretty much clap for everything. So it's like, you know, if you bring your lunch to the meeting, you're probably going to get a round of applause. But it made me feel good at the time, and it's a very encouraging environment. But the third thing I realized, and this is probably the most important thing to anybody that's listening, the third thing I realized is that, you know, I just survived, you know, and thrived in my first presentation, even though I was scared. And if I could deliver one, I could deliver two, and that's what I did a few weeks later. And then two turned into four, four turned into six. I eventually wrapped up my first 10 presentations in Toastmasters, and I recognized something very special, especially at an HBCU, is that even though I enjoy speaking, what I enjoy even more so than speaking, or probably as much, is helping other speakers connect with the audience that they call to serve. And just listening to the powerful stories of people that are sharing, I decided I wanted to create a platform to do something like that. And so before I even started Black Speakers Network, Carla, I had another company called Skills. And, you know, it was called Sharing Knowledge and Information for Lifelong Success. That was one. Yeah, I love the acronym. It was great. Had no idea what I was doing. But, you know, we were in a basement of a hospital hosting professional development and workshops and seminars and stuff like that. And so got started with that. Meanwhile, I entered corporate America. I spent the 11 years working for a national staffing recruiting agency. I started off in finance, eventually got promoted to training and development. So I was literally speaking every single day almost, training new employees in the company and doing technology training. I went back to school to study instructional design. So, you know, all these things, Toastmasters, the training world, launching my own business, kind of helped to paint the roadmap for what eventually became Black Speakers Network, which we launched in 2016. So it's been a phenomenal journey, and the journey is, you know, just beginning.
Well, that is amazing, because I think you and I connected even before 2016. Yeah, we did. I think we connected even before 2016, and it has just been amazing just watching you learn and watching you grow, even, you know, through the computer and on Facebook. So, Brian, what do you have for us today? What kind of information you have for us today?
Yeah, so I guess for the uninitiated, anybody that hasn't connected with us or heard about me or BSN, I can kind of give a little overview of who we are, what we do first, and then kind of share a little bit about our methodology that we work with. And so, you know, Black Speakers Network, we are a nationwide speaker development and training company. And so, you know, our mission is to equip, connect, and inspire the next generation of Black professional speakers. And so when you hear that mission, you might think, oh, next generation, you know, what does that mean? And it's really not based on age. It's really based on anybody that self-selects and raises their hand. They feel like they have a message and an audience that's underserved. And so when we look at this this profession, this industry, which is the professional speaking industry, you know, there are a lot of avenues to pursue. You know, I mentioned earlier that I was a full-time corporate trainer for about 2 years. So that's one, you know, if you're a corporate trainer, you're a professional speaker. If you, you know, host your own platform, your own events, workshops, seminars, most
if you're
people,
a preacher, you're a professional speaker.
Preachers, listen, like I have no idea. I to this day, Carla, I have no idea how preachers are able to do what they do, and I know, you know, I know God is right there in that, but to be able to deliver a brand new engaging message every 6 days, or 7 days, but you know, 6 days you
got
to write it and then prepare it and deliver it, like that's incredible to me. Like I'm in awe when I see that. So yes, so many ways to be a professional speaker, but that's what we're focused on. We're focused on new and aspiring professional speakers, folks that are looking to transition into the industry and just looking for the blueprint on how to get started.
Fantastic, fantastic. I know we mentioned a couple of weeks ago about the 5 M's. Tell us about the 5 M's.
Yeah, so the 5 M's are you know, as I mentioned, my background is instructional design, and one of the first things they teach you, Carla, and when it comes to like adult learning or if you're building training, is you got to get clear on your learning objectives, and you have to kind of begin with the end in mind. And so for me, I like to keep, you know, even as I approach business and entrepreneurship, I like models that are really easy for people to step into, like things that they could say, wow, you know, here's where I am and here's where I need to go. And so one of the things I recognize in the professional speaking industry is that, you know, because there's such a low barrier of entry and there's really no degree per se for being a professional speaker, you just kind of get started where you are. You know, I wanted to bring a little bit of structure and a process that people can think about as they look at all the areas of development. And there's a lot because, you know, at the end of the day, we're talking about people that want to be professional speakers, you know, not just public speakers. And that means that, you know, you're building a true business. And so there's some things that you want to pay close attention to. And there's a lot we could talk about, but I boiled it down to, as you mentioned, the five M's. And so these are the, you know, five M's, the five, you know, critical areas of building a profitable speaking business. And so the overview, and, you know, we can maybe spend a few minutes talking about each one, but the five M's are really getting clarity on your mission, your message, your marketing, monetization, and management of your speaking business. And so when you think about each of those, and again, we'll talk about them, but, you know, it's critical that you get clear on your mission, which is basically, you know, why you are a speaker, you know, what's your platform going to be, your message, which is your way of communicating to your audience. And so, you know, you're probably familiar with things like a signature keynote speech that, you know, a speaker will have if you're delivering that message. It should be structured in a specific way to get the maximum impact. Marketing, which is marketing. I don't think we need too much explanation there, but we can go into detail about what that means from a speaker perspective. Monetization is, of course, making sure that you are tapping into all the ways that you can more effectively serve your audience, which in turn will help you to increase your income, and then management, which is kind of pulling it all together and making sure that you're approaching the speaking business as a true business and you have the systems and tools in place to do that. And so we can talk about each of those, but those are the five M's in a nutshell.
Okay. Is anyone more important than the other? And if I were to say yes, it would be your mission to make sure that when you start out, you have a good foundation and you actually know what the mission is, and then the other four M's are how to capitalize on those things or to make your mission come true.
I would tend to agree, Carla. I think you're spot on with that. You know, one of the interesting things that we find within BSN is that, you know, we have about 5,000 members at this point.
And, oh, you know, wow, Brian, that's wonderful. So within 3 years, you have about 5,000 members?
Correct.
Fantastic.
Yeah, and they're all around the country and around the world. But the thing that I realized, and, you know, we get information on all of them, or we request information, and we ask them a ton of questions about their speaking business, you know, what's their target audience, their focus, their, you know, how much money are they making, have they started charging, are they entrepreneurs, are they professionals? Like, we ask a lot of questions. And, you know, one of the things that I think is pretty consistent is that, you know, a lot of speakers kind of stumble into professional speaking. You know, it wasn't, you know, some people, is their life goal, they see somebody like Les Brown or Eric Thomas or Lisa Nichols, and they're like, yes, you know, I want to be that person. But more often times than not, you know, it's almost like a ministry. Like, you get called to it in a specific way, and you really don't know how you got there, but you're being asked to speak, or you develop some content, and then all of a sudden you're out there, but you really don't have all the pieces together. And I think you're absolutely right. You know, even if you are already speaking and you have content, we even have people that are, you know, paid as speakers, but really don't have a clear understanding of their mission. And so for us, you know, we do spend a lot of time, and I put that one intentionally first because it's a lot harder it's much harder to activate the other M's if you don't have a clear understanding of your mission. And, you know, one of the easiest ways to kind of think about that, Carla, I don't know if you remember, you remember in school how you had the Venn diagrams, like the two circles that intersect with each other?
Yes.
So those, if you can imagine, and if you're listening to this now, if you can imagine those circles, and just imagine a third circle that intersects with each other, you know, one of the things that we try to help speakers figure out early on is their speaker sweet spot. And that sweet spot, as you think about your mission, is the intersection between your passion, first circle would be your passion. The second circle would be, you know, your knowledge and expertise. And then the third circle would be the market demand for that topic. And so it's important that speakers kind of slow down to speed up and really think about, hey, what is the problem I'm really solving for my audience? Who is my audience? You know, sometimes we'll hear speakers say, well, you know, I help women. You're like, okay, that's great. But at that point, you know, we kind of narrowed your target market down to, you know, about half of the population. It's a couple billion people. You know, you can't market to a couple billion people. You will go broke. So you got to drill it down. So it's like, okay, you know, I help women. I help, you know, moms. Okay, still a very large percentage of the population. It's like, oh, I help new moms, you know, regain their confidence after childbirth. Whoa, that's a, you know, very specific market that we can do something with. And so things like that where you get clarity on the person that you're serving, what you're passionate about, and truly what is that piece of your own experience that's going to help you get into that speaker sweet spot. Because once you're there, because you're passionate about it, we know that, you know, you won't get tired of the topic after, you know, 12 to 18 months of saying the same thing over and over and over again. We know that you'll be perceived as credible because it's something that you know about and can talk about with a degree of confidence. You have receipts, as we say today, to back it up, and that you will make money because it's a topic that's in demand and that people really want to know about. So that's, you hit the nail on the head, Carla. Mission is absolutely most important thing. However, ironically, it's one of the things that we tend to kind of skip over because we want to jump right to, you know, monetization and the other things.
Okay, fantastic. So with the BSN, how has that changed you from the Toastmaster speaker to now leading like 5,000 people all over the world, just from your
podcast? Yeah. Are you saying how does it change me personally, or how does it change our members?
Yeah. How has it changed you personally and you as a speaker?
Yeah. So, you know, what's interesting is that Toastmasters, and by the way, the story's in past tense, but, you know, I'm still a member of Toastmasters. I've been a member of Toastmasters for 12 years, and, you know, some people kind of, you know, look at the organization as kind of a place just to get started speaking, which it can be. However, I still advocate for the organization because it's been great for me, and it's still great. You know, I recommend all of our speakers. The great thing about Toastmasters is that whatever market you're in, I don't care if you're in Cincinnati, if you're in Miami, here in Baltimore, if you're in L.A., Chicago, New York, all these places where we have a major presence, there are Toastmasters clubs there. And so oftentimes, you know, the number one complaint is that, hey, you know, I'm having trouble finding speaking engagements. Well, if you want to be a speaker, the number one thing you need to do is go speak. And I don't really care. I mean, if your calendar's not booked, you know, I'm not going to get romantic about the venue that you go speak. Like, you need to be in front of people, you know, practicing your craft, getting better, getting feedback, you know, at a minimum getting photos, videos, testimonials. I was at a Toastmasters training the other day, and, you know, I got a lead to get invited to speak at the National Security Agency, the NSA, not the National Speakers Association, but the the government, National Security Agency. And so you just never know. And on top of that, there are Toastmaster clubs and many major organizations where, you know, you have an opportunity to network and just, you know, the name of the game is, you know, visibility and making sure that people have, you're taking advantage of the resources in your community and online to be able to demonstrate your area of expertise. So for me, you know, Toastmasters continues to be a valuable resource. In the beginning, it just changed. So now it's more so, you know, me giving back and serving the members there, and there's some benefit. But I think that the role of the organization just changed a little bit, but it's still a very valuable, you know, resource for myself and also for speakers. And the thing about BSN is that so many of the skills that I learned, in Toastmasters, one of the things you have to do is plan a speech contest. And so I remember having to plan my first speech contest, and we had no idea what we were doing. We had to go find a venue. We had to get a MC. We had to create the agenda. We had to make sure there was food there, like all of these different things. Well, guess what? That was the beginning of event planning, and so we host events all the time now for BSN, but that was the foundation. So all of these skills, and it doesn't have to be Toastmasters, but really, you know, just think about the things that you're already involved in and the opportunities in your local area. You know, more than likely, there's going to be second-order benefits to joining, and not just joining, but being an active participant in those organizations, because it's going to teach you skills and also put you in contact with people to start building relationships that's going to serve you in your business. So that's kind of a piece of that story.
Well, that's fantastic. And I think, too, sometimes we take the small skills that we have learned for granted, and we don't realize that the small things that we learned, you know, in kindergarten, first grade, you know, our freshman year of college, those basic skills actually transfer to the skills and the purpose that we have in the end. You understand?
Yes.
So the skills, the basic skills that you learned in kindergarten, stand up straight, put your arms by your side, now spell the word, is actually what you need. Those are the basic skills that you need when you're actually doing public speaking now, whether it's at your children's school or it's in front of, you know, the principal, you and the principal, or whether it's in front of 5,000 people.
I agree 100%.
Yes. So is there anything else that you would like to share with us? Feel free to give us your website, any upcoming events that you might have.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think the easiest way to keep in touch with me, as well as, you know, finding out where we're going to be at, BlackSpeakersNetwork.com. We're Black Speakers Network everywhere, so Facebook, Instagram. I definitely recommend following us on Instagram, just because we're always sharing, you know, tips, tools, techniques to be able to, you know, grow your speaking, not just grow your speaking business, but become a better speaker, as well as sharing resources. And, you know, it's just a really great community to learn from other speakers. We have a Facebook group that we run, which is public. I think we have about 9,000 people in there right now that are around the world, just, you know, sharing tips, tools, resources as well. We also love to celebrate speakers. And so, you know, if you got your first speaking engagement, if you, you know, wrote your first book, if you've been featured on television or a podcast, you know, anytime, you know, something great happens, we like to try to highlight those individuals. And though that's a big part of our mission when we talk about equip, connect, and inspire, you know, we want to hold up the success of you as a speaker, regardless of where you are on your journey, because, you know, wherever you are, there's somebody right in front of you that, you know, is inspiring you, and there's somebody right behind you that's trying to duplicate your success. And so, you know, that's the big thing that is important to me, Carla, is that we're highlighting and celebrating, you know, not just the top speakers, but everybody that's making progress on that individual journey. And that's kind of how BSN is structured. And so, you know, I encourage you to, you know, follow us on social media there as well as our website. We do have a new book, Speak Up, The Ultimate Guide to Dominate the Speaking Industry. And so we're currently on book tour now. So if you want to connect
wonderful.
With us, we've been to 12 cities already. We're going to be continuing to close out this year. I know people will listen to this at different parts of the year, but, you know, basically, you know, I'm actually going to be in Atlanta October the 11th through 13th for the Urban CEO Conference with Terea Avant, and that's going to be awesome. So if you're in the Atlanta area, would love to meet you October 11th through 13th. And then November is the WrestleMania of the speaking industry, as I've started to call it, and that is SpeakerCon.
SpeakerCon.
Well, SpeakerCon is a very unique event. It's the first of its kind. It's being hosted by one of our platform partners and visionary and veteran speaker coach, Cheryl Wood. And so that's going to be held November 1st through 2nd in Arlington, Virginia. It is a two-day packed event where, you know, it's really this is an event for speakers. You know, we're not going to be talking about, you know, anything else but how to start and grow a speaking business. And you're going to be learning from experts. And including that, there's an all-day expo that's open to the public. So anybody, mm-hmm. even if you're not registered for SpeakerCon, you can still attend the the expo and come learn and talk to other vendors that serve speakers. Again, myself, I'll be there with my team. Get a copy of the Speak Up book. Would love to meet you, take pictures, answer questions. And then there's going to be an amazing gala that evening to culminate the event where over 30 awards will be handed out for some of the top speakers that made an impact in 2018, 2019. So it's going to be a phenomenal event. It's already almost sold out, so if you want to get more information on that, you can go to SpeakerCon. You can literally just Google SpeakerCon. I mean, there's no other SpeakerCon out there, but I think it's SpeakerCon 2019 is the website. And I would love to see you there or see you in Atlanta or, you know, see you anywhere we're going to be because we're already gearing up for 2020 as well.
Well, I guess I'm going to have you come to Dallas, Texas in 2020 or 2021, and it sounds like I'm going to have to go ahead and get you on my calendar now before you're booked and you're busy.
Yeah, 2020 is all – I mean, literally 2020 is almost planned because I just got a speaking engagement for Athens, Greece for May. We're going to be in the Toastmasters International Conference this year is going to be in Paris, and that's in August. So that's booked up. We got the Olympics is also this year, so that's in Tokyo. Might be some opportunities there. So, yeah, 2020 is quickly, at least Q1 through 3 is, and that's a tip for speakers too. I mean, you know, if you're here and you're thinking about, like, a lot of speakers are like, man, you know, how can I get a speaking engagement next week? Like, dude, like, meeting planners, especially for these larger organizations, I mean, it's September right now, so people are already planning their conference agenda for summer.
For next year.
And fall, yeah, 2020. So you need to be thinking about Q2, Q3, 2020, Q1, 2021, that type of stuff. So, yeah, not that you can't get engagements, like smaller engagements in between that. Those should be kind of, you know, focused for, like, smaller events. But for, like, the larger national conferences, you know, they're booking 6 to 12 months out. So,
fantastic. Thank you so much for your time this morning, Brian. We really do, and I really do appreciate your time this morning. Thank you so, so much. And I'm going to pray us out. Heavenly Father, we thank you once again, Lord God, for allowing Brian and I to just share wisdom and knowledge with your people today, Lord God. Once again, we thank you for your grace and your love and your mercy. Lord God, please open our heads and our hearts so that we may be able to translate the information that is given and be able to utilize it for the glory of your kingdom. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
All right. Thank you so much, Brian. And I will talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon. Take care.
All right. Okay. Bye-bye.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the Internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.